Public Spaces, Part 1, written by Reddit user Short Red Skirt, read by Bloom. I'm a 32-year-old public sector worker. My husband is 37 and an engineer. We've been married for 12 years. I get bored, and so I try to liven up our bedroom antics. Jake, my husband, is a good guy and a great husband, but he lacks imagination. He's up for just about anything I want to try, though. We've tried just about everything. We're not really into hardcore BDSM, but we like to tie each other up from time to time. Jake was a Boy Scout and is really good at knots. I got him books about Kimbaku, and he ties me up in all these fancy poses. I had been looking for a new kink when I discovered public sex. Jake and I were out on a hike. We like bouldering and had scaled up a pretty big rock. It had a nice flat top, so we spread out our blanket and had a picnic. I got into the wine pouch a little much and decided it would be fun to make love out in the open. Nobody could see us up on top of our boulder unless they made a fairly difficult climb. Jake was nervous, but agreed. We could hear people around the base of the rock. It was so exhilarating knowing we could get caught. With some prodding, I convinced Jake to keep fucking me in public. It wasn't easy finding places Jake could be comfortable in. He isn't a germaphobe, but a public restroom isn't his groove. Movie theaters worked, but I got bored after two. The best was a museum I did some work for. I found an alcove that wasn't covered by any cameras. It had a bench, and you couldn't see into it unless you went past a velvet rope and around a corner. The acoustics of the museum were what did it for me. While Jake had me bent over the bench, I could hear the patrons talking like they were right next to us. I stopped wearing panties just in case we found a good spot. I had to keep doing it in more dangerous spaces to get the same high. I needed to do it in a truly public place. I came up with a genius idea. There was a bar in town where the actual bar was huge and wrapped all around the inside of the building. One corner was kind of cut off. Somebody would have to come back there pretty close to see anything happening under the bar. I hatched a plan, and Jake reluctantly agreed. I picked a busy night. The local college football team was playing, and the bar would be packed. I had Jake wear his soft cotton shorts. I had removed the zipper, and instead they closed with snaps. He had on a plain black t-shirt that fit perfectly and showed off his athletic physique. I was wearing a tight leather corset top that pushed my little boobs up for some nice cleavage, and a broom skirt. Before we left the house, I lay down on the bed, on my stomach, and had Jake stretch my ass open. He poured in some lube and then put in my plug. We were ready. We got to the bar well before the game and claimed the far back corner. We had some drinks and waited for the crowd to arrive. I hadn't noticed it before, but opposite our corner was a little two-person booth. Someone sitting at the far bench could probably see us if they looked. I figured everyone would be watching the game, though, so I didn't worry about it. As the bar started filling up, a girl in a black dress sat in the booth. She pulled a worn paperback out of her bag and was immediately engrossed. I didn't want to worry Jake, so I didn't say anything. After kickoff, I hiked up the skirt in the back. My ass was hanging off the back of the stool. Jake came up behind me and pulled his dick out of the fly of his shorts. As for the plan, Jake carefully removed the plug and put his dick in its place. He worked it in and out slowly so that I'd have time to stretch around him. I like anal sex with Jake because he's always so gentle and slow with me. He's bigger than any of the guys I had in high school, but he's never hurt me. I love the feeling of stretching to accommodate his girth. It took a good 5 minutes of effort before he was all the way inside of me. It felt so good. I was so hyped up. Jake was balls deep in my ass, and we were less than 5 feet from the bar's other patrons. People cheered and booed as the tide of the game swung back and forth. Jake slowly and deliberately slid in and out of my tight ass. I looked to the side, and the girl with the book was still there. I noticed that she was pretty. She had dark chestnut hair with one streak bleached white. She looked younger than us, maybe a college student. She must have felt my gaze because she put the book down and looked right at me. I looked away quickly, blushing red. I looked back a few seconds later, and she was staring right at us. I knew she had seen that Jake was fucking me. Our eyes locked, and she pulled her knees up onto the bench. She opened her legs, and I could see that she wasn't wearing panties either. She reached her hand under her knee from the side and started rubbing herself. She had a pretty dark bush that was trimmed neatly. It looked like she waxed the lower portion, so her lips were clearly visible. I'm not attracted to women, but the thought of this girl watching us masturbating to Jake fucking me in the ass turned me on more than anything ever had. I squeezed Jake's hand and he picked up the pace. I'm sure the pleasure was evident on my face. The girl noticed and started moving her hand faster in time with Jake's thrusting. I felt my insides tighten. I got a feeling like when you're almost to the top of the first big hill on a roller coaster. The tension released, and I let the orgasm wash over me. The girl saw me come, and her hand started beating a frantic pace. Jake, he leaned down to hear me better. Come for me, baby. I looked back at the girl, and I saw her face contort with pleasure as she had a very obvious orgasm. Jake pulsed in me over and over, and I felt it fill me up. He stayed there in my ass as his dick softened. It slid out, and I put the plug back in to stop the deluge of cum I knew would follow. He put his monster away, and I fixed my skirt. I kept sneaking glances at the girl. She had her eyes locked on us. I excused myself to the bathroom, and I saw her get up to follow. I went around a corner and down the hall to the ladies' room. There was a line and I queued up at the back. The girl came down the hall and gave me a come hither gesture. She walked past me and into a dark corner. I followed. When I rounded the corner, she grabbed me and kissed me. I'm not bisexual, and I've never wanted to be kissed by a woman. She was soft and warm and had a delicious, woodsy, musky scent. I melted in her arms and kissed her back. It was a little strange kissing someone shorter than me, but I found I liked it. When she finally let me go, I was panting and my head was spinning. I was so aroused, I felt a trickle of kitty sweat run down my leg. The girl pushed a piece of paper into my hand and said, "I want to eat your pussy while your husband fucks me in the ass." She started to go and then turned back with an afterthought. "Don't clean up." With that, she left me dazed in the dark corner.